This is down a couple matches.
So
they rented someplace until they came back to get married.
The old ones were the new ones.
Yeah. It was beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
I have a little third road here.
Yeah. There's some great places. That's reasonable too.
That's, I know, you're saying all this.
Feel like.
See ya. Thank you.
Popular today.
Hey.
I want to ask them, I'm going to meet over after that, because everybody knows I'm right.
Yeah.
Now our Presbyterian church does it.
That's all. There was a woman, we also, she's a pre, a minister, black collar and everything. And we're in there, she got gas, not gas.
They were similar.
Ready for love.
I'd like to call to order the March 2025 meeting of the Borough Council work session. Apologies for the delay. Council met in executive session prior to this meeting to discuss potential litigation and real estate transactions. Please stand and join me for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to public to be heard. As a reminder, for the record, please state your name and whether or not you are a Newtown Borough resident. And we ask that you limit your comments to 5 minutes. Do we have any public to be heard?
My name is Fernand Tyler, and I'm a Newtown Township resident. On October 18th, I wrote out my stuff, so I will take 5 minutes.
No worries.
October 18th, 2024, the Newtown Patch had an article reporting that the Newtown Sewer Authority acquired 17 and a half acres. Of constructing an independent sewer treatment plant. It also stated that the Sewer Authority had written a letter that, quote, local and state approval was needed for this project, among many other things. Did the Newtown Borough appointments to the Sewer Authority alert the Borough Council about this plan and how it was progressing from the condemnation of the property to the purchasing of the 17 and a half acres? And did the Newtown Borough Council give its local approval to this sewer treatment plan? Now, the Newtown Township supervisors have rejected the sewer treatment plan proposal. I get a copy of their letter. Have you all seen the copy of their letter? Okay. So it's my hope that your council will also reject this financial and environmental fiasco and publicly state their opposition to it. Your appointees and their fellow sewer authority board members are meeting on March 11th at 3 o'clock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional public comment?
Hi, my name is Tom McGonigal. I'm a Township resident, but a borough business owner. And I'm just here to kind of reiterate what Fran said. I spoke at the township meeting about Act 537. All right, can I ask questions? Is the board aware of Act 537 and your role in it?
We typically don't answer questions or converse with the public to be
heard. I just want to check. But Act 537 would have to be amended by the Newtown Township Supervisors and the Borough Council in order for this to go through. So I'm really just asking for your consideration and to pledge to not amend the 537 to allow Newtown to have their own sewer plan. If we can just uphold what we're currently doing and keep the status quo, and hopefully we can sell this land back and reduce our rates, because a lot of us got our sewer bill and it is astronomical. Mm-hmm. So if you guys can just please hold the line on 537, don't amend it, and let's get this thing canceled. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any additional public to be heard? let her know there's water out there.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. Just in case she doesn't see it. All right, Michelle.
I have very little to report this month. There is nothing that has to be moved forward to your regular meeting, and you received my engineer's report with very little going on. So if anybody has any questions, I can answer them now.
Any questions for Michelle? All right. Kingland. Thank you. All right,
so
Mr.
far.
Don't think
that's
right.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. A couple things. Signs at Goodnow are coming in this week. They're going to, for Andrew and Ellen, for the no parking. So hopefully in the next, depending on the weather, 2-3 weeks, they'll be good to go up there. Stop sign at Jefferson and Jefferson Court. Chief, you had said it's on its way, or it's kind
supposed
of
to be here on Friday.
Yeah,
so put it up right there.
That'll be replacing the one that got
temporary sign
destroyed with the tree falling on it.
Oh,
so
right.
That'll be replaced if anyone's looking for that. Couple special event applications. I think I mentioned a few of these last week. The Newtown Wine Trail along State Street. We'll be looking for a motion to support that. That's Saturday, May 17th, sponsored by Newtown Theater at 12 to 4. The wine trail is similar to the cocktail trail they do around the holidays. This one is through the businesses. I guess they'll be providing wine to the folks that participate. Memorial Day Parade. I believe we're talking about Memorial Day already, but American Legion, Morrill Smith Post 440 on Monday, May 26th, 9 to 11:30. On the designated parade route, and there's no rain date, so you guys are looking for that, for a motion to approve that at the meeting. Annual Black and White Dinner, Newtown Theater sponsors again, Saturday, September 6th, 5:30 to 8:30, set up beginning at 2, no rain date there. Market Day, a lot going on, sponsored by Newtown Historic Association, Saturday, October 4th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So looking, there is a rain date for that. We're looking for October 5th, looking for a motion for that. And then finally, the Newtown Holiday Cocktail Trail on State Street, sponsored by Newtown Theater. That would be November 22nd on Saturday, November 22nd from 12 to 4. And then we have a special event reminder. It's a little over 2 weeks, from today's Shamrock Shuffle 5K, sponsored by Boss Events. That's just a reminder that Benefiting a Love for Life on Saturday, March 15th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the designated race route. That's all I have.
Thank you.
If there's any questions on the events.
Yeah, I mean, I raised this question last year about the cocktail trail, and now there's the wine trail. I'm not sure why these are special events that the borough needs to approve, because they don't require street closures. They don't require the police. They don't use any borough property. It's just, I mean, obviously we support the theater and their events, but I'm not sure that this falls under something we even need to vote on, because it's just people going to and from private businesses.
Drinking,
right, which.
Well, they would be drinking in the
establishment. They can't be drinking outside of the establishment.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering why we need to vote on this at all. Why it just can't
why
be.
Why is it a special event?
Right.
But we haven't looked at that issue. So we
can.
But
the liability with the drinking, too, if this is, you know, I just think about that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I think, but there should be some kind of mechanism where the police department's at least informed that it's going on. But maybe we don't need to have council approve it.
Is that something?
Maybe just make council aware of it.
Figure out before next week?
2 weeks?
Two weeks.
That's
right.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look at us. Thought ahead.
And then the with the black and white dinner, they're going to have to get the alcohol permit for that one.
Right. They did last year. They know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But then with this one, with the wine trail and the cocktail trail, there needs to be something that reminds people that they're not carrying open containers from one business to the next.
Yeah, it's on their event page on
and
the
I think
website.
They do it during their
and,
in-service.
And I'm sure that they...
When they start.
Yeah, mention it, but...
At the start of the event.
Yeah, I talked that last year and I still think it again, and now there's going to be another one. I just don't think it's anything we need to approve.
No, I understand that. All right.
All right, so we'll circle back on that in 2 weeks. Any other questions for Mayor Burke? Okay, moving on. Mike.
Thank you. Our report is attached to the packet. We also have for your consideration the mobile food vendor food truck ordinance update. The ordinance has been revised, incorporating council's latest changes. The other day we got some questions from Julia. Happy to discuss those tonight if you would like, or if there are any other questions regarding the update.
Julia, do you
want to
start?
So actually, I found two more items before, after I sent it. Every time I look at it, some of these things are just wording changes. In the very first whereas clause, it's missing some words and it would be changed. I think it's pretty straightforward. It should say, whereas New Town Borough Council is duly empowered by the Borough Code, blah, 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 to enact certain regulations related to public health, safety and welfare of the residents of Newtown Borough, not Newtown Council, although we would like to be here tonight. I thought that was pretty straightforward. Edit. Okay, so they're adding the word ands there between safety and welfare. Okay. Then my next comment was on in 340-2, in the scope and intent paragraph. My question was whether there's some confusion and contradiction here, whereas talking about this ordinance is not, it's exempting, I understand, ice cream trucks, but then it's exempting stands located on sidewalks. Well, stands located on sidewalks are not permitted by the zoning ordinance anyway. So I didn't know if that should be included there, because it kind of seems like all these regulations don't apply, therefore a stand on the sidewalk's okay.
I think the way this is written, it is meant to say that this ordinance update doesn't apply to ice cream trucks, which are covered separately,
right. Right.
And also doesn't apply to stands located on sidewalks. But since we have another section that prohibits stands located on sidewalks, this language would not permit language. We located on sidewalks. What we're trying to say is, don't take us to mean that we're now letting people sell by food trucks up on the sidewalks, that you can now set up a stand. So we don't think it changes that. But we can take a look at
it. Take a look at it and see if it's kind of confusing. Because when you get to the end, then you're amending 515, whatever it is, it looks like it's backwards. Okay, then.
It's the resident host permits. We have this thing that says all mobile food units shall be removed from the premises, no later than 7 o'clock, no problem. But if you're a special event or a business, it reads leave by 10 o'clock unless you get written permission. Is there any reason it was left out of the resident? Is that intentional?
Well, because the business allows them to park the truck overnight on their lot with permission.
Right.
As opposed to residential, you're not allowed to leave it in a residential area.
So it is intentional that they can't.
We talked about that before. Yeah.
This has also, we decided that you cannot put it on the street out front of your house.
Correct.
If you don't have a driveway.
But we got rid of the limit to how you can put it on your driveway. It doesn't have to be.
What if you don't have a driveway?
Then you
can be 55 feet away from your.
And the other thing, Gail, too, is the difference between the residents and the businesses. This is a business district. There's more activity down here than the residential areas. We just don't want things just left over.
Right. Just want to make sure it was intentional.
But you may want that. So if you, you can talk about it.
And then
in detail.
So, and then my next change was under business host permit. That was, I don't know, let me get out of the number here. 540-4-5B1, inserting the word business, because it says a business host permit is available to the property owner of an eligible business property, or as authorized by express permission of the property owner.
So that was to make sure that that this was not a residential property. It had to be a business property to be able to use, have a business permit. So I added that in a couple other places for the same reason. Did that on whatever B2, the Roman little, whatever little, what do you call it when it's a lowercase ii? Also, it's Roman numeral two, right?
Where are we looking?
All right.
The
so
no more than four
on.
Business host permit?
Here's the business host permit. So there's B1 or BI, I guess it is. And then the next one that I added the word business on is
B5.
Is
or B2, then
two,
B5.
And then B5.
And then you have a comment on B7.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So on 5, I took out or business host. Because the permission should be coming from the property owner, not the business on the property. Because everything, like if you're a business and you don't own the property, you're not the ones who can give the permission to the food truck to stay there. It would need to be the owner of the property.
Okay.
And then on 7, now this is a comment for council. Mm-hmm. Right now it's no more than 4 business host permits shall be issued for events for any one business per calendar year. Did we want to change that to business property? Because if you have a large property that has 4 businesses on it, each one gets 4 food trucks 4 times a year, do we want that? Or are we just saying that property can only host, can only have a business activity of a, you know, hosting the food trucks 4 times a year, as opposed to 16 or 20?
Do we have any examples in town of?
Well, the only places I think it could be, it would be like in the industrial area down in the B2 district, B1 and B2, where you have larger properties that have commercial properties that have more than one tenant.
Like Stocking Works, is that?
Stocking Works, yeah, that could be one. It could also be down where the old. When
the beer store,
the beer distributor used to be down at the end there. I mean, that has more than one tenant.
But at the end of the day, we're the ones who get to approve the permits, correct?
Well, we do, but the rules have to be down.
So I guess what I'm saying is if we looked at the property and we're like, oh, someone's already applied for a permit, there's already a truck and we don't have enough space, we can deny the permit on that basis, right?
It's not up to us. It's the code enforcement officer who would give out the permit.
No.
It doesn't come to council for review.
To answer your question, I think a situation like that would be very rare.
True.
And so I'm fine with it being the way it is, because also like you want like the property owner to have like a Hunger Games style situation with their tenants if they have to fight over who can have a food truck. You know what I mean? Like I don't think that should be something that the owner of the property is then saying, you can have a food truck, you can't. Like, I don't want to go that road.
All right, well, that was my question to council. Like, do you want to leave it as business or do you want to make it property?
I would leave it as business personally.
Maybe, yeah, they can settle that.
Okay.
Because they also have their own parking issues and things like that. They're going to have their own process to kind of sift through who can have a food truck.
Sure.
And
okay.
They may say you can't have any food trucks.
That's
here.
True, because they have to get permission.
Yeah.
All right. And then under special event.
Well, before we move on, can I just do the opposite of that too? If you have one business that has like multiple locations, would that business only then get 4 food trucks? But what if they have more than one location? I mean, I'm thinking of like, but this isn't going to really apply. Like David Witchell, he has multiple locations, but I know that State Street's different. But I'm just trying to think if there's something like that where, I mean, it's probably just as rare as what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So under special event host permit, some of these were just the conversion from one version to another, but just moving hosts around. So under 2, C2, mobile food units shall be permitted to operate under a special event host permit on private property or within, and I changed the wording, an approved area temporarily close to vehicular traffic that is within the limits of the approved event. the way it said before was, you know, was in an approved area without vehicular traffic that didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I changed the wording on that. Doesn't really change the meaning, but made it more sense. And then see the next one that I had comments on. Okay, so under performance regulations, under A, talking about trash, again, this was a wording change. Just to say that any costs incurred by the borough, by the mobile food vendor or host failure to service, and then I move the words around to make sense, to service such receptacles, being the trash receptacles, or properly dispose of refuse shall be assessed to the responsible party. The words were in the wrong place, but I think this is the meaning that we intended. But most of my questions had to do with the insurance requirements. Maybe we need to get a little bit of solicitor information on this. First one that I hadn't marked before is 340-6A4. Oh, no, A3. I'm sorry. I didn't mark this one. I caught this one later. Why are we requiring that the mobile food vendor have workers' comp insurance and all this other stuff? Do we care? It's not up to us to enforce.
We typically, anyone who's doing business in the township that is something that we're regulating like this, we want to make sure they have workers' comp.
And if they don't?
Then we don't permit them.
Do we do that for anything else?
I don't know if anything here in the borough, but we do it in other places.
Yeah, because, I mean, when a restaurant moves into town and gets a use permit and opens a restaurant, we don't ask them if they have workers' comp.
But this is a little different because we're allowing them to operate on, like, some public areas. So that's kind of one of the reasons that we included in there.
Uh-huh. So if we have a plumber come in and do work in the borough, do we ask if they have workers' comp?
I don't know if we do.
I guess that's why I was asking. It's like it's not something we enforce, so it just seems strange. But if you think it needs to be in there.
But also, if a plumber is coming into the borough to do business, we don't ask if they have automobile insurance. Here we are asking if they
have. Oh, no, that we understand they're using
right.
a vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. But I didn't understand the workers' comp.
So. It's something we typically put in, but. And again, it's gone into the ordinances, but it's something there's no requirement that we enforce it.
Okay. So, but then when they provide their insurances to get their permit, do they have to show that they have a certificate for workers' comp?
No, they should, yes.
And then the next one, number 4, the errors and omissions insurance, like that. Isn't normally errors and omissions like a professional liability insurance as opposed to a food truck?
Correct.
So that doesn't need to be in there, right?
No, it should be, because we're asking them for all of these different types of insurances. And we also want to make sure that who's ever operating these food trucks, whoever owns the food trucks, that they're properly insured. We want to make sure that anyone who's doing business, if something tragic happens with
right.
one of these food trucks, we want to make sure that our residents and our visitors to the borough who are dealing with that there is the proper insurances to be protecting them.
So, I mean, I'm just asking, like, if you're buying business liability insurance for your food truck, does that come with an errors and omissions policy? Or is that a separate thing they would have to get?
If you're the owner of the food truck, you should have errors and omissions policy.
And
what
does that cover for the owner of the food truck? So I don't understand.
If they're not doing the things that they need to do to properly maintain the food truck, it's just another layer of insurance to protect anyone in the borough who may come in contact with the food truck.
Okay.
I like that.
We certainly want to make sure they're insured with, like, when they have automobile insurance, we want to make sure that they have the general liability insurance. We want to make sure that they have all these coverages. So anything happens, the people who are dealing with it can, if there's a problem, can be properly compensated.
Okay. All right. Then the next several ones, it seems like I don't understand the wording, and I'm wondering if the language is correct, where it's talking about Newtown Borough and the borough's insurers and their members, elected officials, trustees, officers, and employees shall be named as additional insured. So is our insurance company being listed as additional insured?
No.
Why it seems like that. That's how it's worded. And I'm wondering what the wording
is. It's the insurance that the food truck is carrying must list all of those individuals, the borough's elected officials, trustees, officers and employees as additional insured under the policy. So when, again, hopefully there's never anything that happens, but if something does happen and somebody decides to sue the food truck vendor and then sue the seven of you saying you approve this food truck ordinance, we go to their insurance first before we have to go to our, we have to go to our insurance.
No, I understand that, but the way it's worded, it says Newtown Borough and the borough's insurer and their members, elected officials, trustees, officers, and employees shall be named as additional insured. So why is the borough's insurer?
Because we want to make sure that if somebody makes a claim, that our insurance company can go back to the food truck vendors, the food truck vendors insurance as an additional insured.
I'm sorry, I'm being very dense here. I'm sorry. So I understand listing the borough as being additional insured.
Right.
Okay. Why is our insurance company being additionally insured?
In case anyone tries to reach our insurance company says, I'm named as an additional insured under the food truck vendor's policy.
Okay. So is it maybe what's confusing me here is that the order in which things are named, that is the borough's insurer, or is it Newtown Borough, elected officials, trustees, officers, employees, and the borough's insurer shall be named as additional insurer. There's something.
I mean, it's just syntax.
Yeah, but it doesn't really make sense. But
all well, right. I think it does.
Okay, well, I know you're the lawyer. I'm not. I know.
Right.
And then I guess it's the same thing on the next one here. It's very confusing. All right, I'm going to leave it to you to make sure that it actually was with our words or punctuation missing.
Understood.
Sense. Yeah, okay. There's a subject missing in 340-8C.
Normally when we write these, you would default to the any person who violates any provision of this section shall be guilty of a summary offense. And then we go back to say, for every such violation upon conviction shall be, we're defaulting back to the any person who violates. But it's not a problem if we want to say, for every such violation upon conviction, a person shall be sentenced. Yeah, it all just kind of defaults back to the A section.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Any other comments or questions from council?
Where does it go from here?
Well, they'll make the changes to this, and then we'll review them at the April work session.
Oh, okay. And so it's not ready.
No. We'll review again, and then we'll decide to probably vote to advertise at the April meeting.
Okay.
Right. Then it has to go to the planning commissions and so on. So,
we probably won't vote on it until May of 2026. Yeah.
Our planning commission already looked at.
They looked at the old version before we threw it away. Yeah, there's nothing like.
But the section they reviewed didn't get changed. So does it have to go back to our planning commission? That's okay. I don't want it.
I don't think any of these amendments are substantial enough that would require it to go back to our planning commission. It's entirely up to you whether or not you'd want to send it back.
Because they review section 2 and already said that they
were in. All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody. All right, moving on to Craig.
The first item, Frost Lane project bid letting. Unfortunately, I'm still in pursuit of two temporary construction easements. I will leave that close at hand in case we can. I can secure them by the next meeting. In which case, we could move to put that out for bid. The Newtown Creek Pedestrian Bridge. Recall that we had reported that this had gone out to bid. We had solicited bids for design services for that project. We being the selection committee, which is representatives from the borough, the Newtown Creek Coalition, and the township. I being the borough, Julia being, I guess, both, and the township had representatives at various planning meetings, and then we met a week or 10 days ago and reviewed the proposals. There were, I think, 20 proposals sent out or solicited, and five firms submitted bids, and a thorough review of those were done. We met, we had a discussion about the various pros and cons of the firms, and selected Howell with Thurkoff Design and Planning, and with Richard Grubb and Associates. So there's been a main firm, Howell, with two subs. And so the township will be moving forward with this, which could be as soon as their March, their first March.
12th, I think.
The 12th meeting. We're still back and forth with getting some contract language in order, but if all is in order, that would happen as soon as mid-March, and the project can carry on. Soon thereafter, they would be beginning the planning process for that. I had circulated around the analysis, as well as the five documents that were the submittals. I don't know if there were any comments or discussions, but there's really no need to vote here. That FYI, that the township is going to be moving.
Okay. Any comments or questions? All right. Anything else for me, Craig?
That is all.
All right. Thank you. So moving on to the president's report.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you all for your patience with the technology changes that we were making. We were going to reboot that again. So put your patience caps on. Beginning March 24th, I think we're going to do this Microsoft 365 transition. So thank you for Sergeant Orr, and the police chief have also helped team up on moving that forward. And Judy has fielded quite a bit of questions and whatnot on that. But anyway, thank you all for that.
We're almost there. Joining the 21st century isn't going to be that easy.
If we already have 365 on our computers, how do we hook that?
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
For another day. The
fella, Ralph or Chris, will be our best friends from out now, and they'll answer those kind of questions.
If we don't have Microsoft products like we're using, is there anything we have to do on our end? Is there any licensing for the borough, for council to use this?
You'll just download something.
The IT people will handle that. If there's cost, and there are costs for each license.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
But if I already have it, I don't need a license, so I don't want to.
And I know, I don't know. I kind of have
a
license as well, and I don't want to lock myself out, So we will cross that bridge individually, because I think everybody's going to need some tailoring.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm just happy to be removing ourselves from our current email.
So March 24th is another wave beginning.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Moving on to president's report. We just have the continued review of our honorary memorial sign topper policy. Updated version with track changes was in your folder. I only have just a couple of tiny, editing things that I can just send like one place it doesn't say, it says memorial street sign topper, not honorary memorial sign topper, like just random little things like that that I can email you, Mike, instead of sitting here and going through it.
Okay.
The only other thing I had a question on was under design and appearance, the new number 4 that we added, sign topper shall not use wording that indicates an exact roadway type, e.g. lane, way, avenue, etc. We already have one that has way. And I'm wondering I'm wondering if we need some kind of clause that talks about excluding
grandfathering
current signs or something like that. Signs, you know, placed before this.
Say, well, they,
Or
they have one more time, I guess.
Or the new sign toppers.
Yeah, past the date of this review or whatever, you know. So that was only the only content related question I had.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to define it.
Design and appearance number 4.
And you're saying that there's some that already do?
We already have 2 that say way. So I just want to, you know, to John's point, someone wants a sign topper and, well, they have it. Why can't I? So, you know, I'd like to.
But you don't want it moving forward?
No.
Correct.
But the ones that are existing, you don't want to tell them to take that. Okay. Yeah, we can add some language in here that says, you know, that it's. We're grandfathering in ones that are already there. So,
but with that too, the language in here talks about that, you know, if it needs maintenance and they go to replace it, like for example, I don't know what the one says now, but when they go to replace it, I don't think that they should then also be grandfathered in the way to put way back into it. Like it should just, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, is that how the language would read?
That when they go to replace it, if you'd want it to be that way.
I agree. Anyone else have any comments or questions on the changes?
Well, the review date on the upper board, on the first page, it says it's August 4th.
Yeah, we just did it. I
know it was up for review August 4th.
Yeah, it'll need to change for 3 years from now.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Are you changing the effective date was when it started, right?
Right.
Okay, the review date, are you going to update that review date? Right now it says August 4th, 2025.
Yeah, we'll update that to, that's one of my like non-content related.
Okay, so this is going to say
that'll be the next review, and then this box will have that it was reviewed now.
Oh, all right.
And then the new effective date.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so I think this is something that we can easily get the edits to and vote. In 2 weeks.
Yep.
All right. So, Judy, that'll go on the agenda for our March council meeting. Okay. Unless anyone has any more comments on that, we'll move on to EAC. Julia.
Okay. So, 3 items. The first is we got the annual letter from the Bucks County Department of Health about spreading for West Nile virus. And the EAC reviewed the letter, and we have council is every year. Agreed to allow them to the county to monitor for West Nile and to spray when appropriate. I'm not sure they ever actually sprayed in the borough. Do you know, Judy? Because they do notify us if they're going to spray.
I think they did it my first year on council.
Maybe they did once, but
they assess and then they determine
if they need to. Oh,
The assessment is the important part.
Oh, but people have expressed in the past they've been all kinds of worried of when they actually spray. But I know that there have been things published that say that we're going to be here or there. Anyway, I did upload the comment from the EAC that they were fine with, they're recommending that that Borough Council approve authorizing the Bucks County Department of Health Mosquito Control Program for this year. And again, to remind them to use a larvicide specifically targeted to mosquitoes and not harmful to the general insect population, which was in the last 2 letters, I think.
Yeah.
And also to remind them about Old Skunky, that it is something where there is standing water. So that was their recommendation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we can have that on the agenda too to vote.
Okay. The second item is the climate action plan. So one of our members, being is Tim, actually, one of our co-chairs, has been investigating a local climate action program, which is actually a program that is run by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, and then the actual administration of it is through Penn State. The reason I bring it to council now is that this is a free program, and that what happens is if we want to do this, that Penn State students who are in an environmental program will be assigned to the borough, and their first step is to do an inventory of the borough's carbon footprint, I believe. And then they give you information about where some of the are that could be improved to improve this. It doesn't cost us anything. The thing is, though, that they're only going to do a few municipalities, and they're making the decision very quickly. So if the borough would like to participate, we need to let them know ASAP. The township EAC is also approaching the township, because it certainly makes sense for us to jointly apply as the borough and the township to this program. And so the EAC is hoping that borough council will be in agreement to do this. There's no cost, and the sooner we act, the more likely it is that we would be accepted as their project for the year.
Craig, is this something we would need a resolution for?
I don't know that a resolution, I think to charge the manager to write to and inquire with the township.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Which could happen. Does that have to wait till the next meeting? And someone has is that material enough, you think, to have to wait to the next meeting when we do action items?
No, I don't think so. They can just direct you today as long as everyone's in an agreement.
Yes.
I see no
downside to it.
No.
Once they produce the report, then the borough and the township would be able to look at what options there are to improve our situation. So I have Tim get in touch with you, Craig, then, because he's had regular contact with the people in the program.
Okay. So I'm reading this. I'm sorry. That was out of the joint EAC meeting that happened recently or not?
We had a joint EAC meeting with both EACs, and it was discussed. We brought it up saying, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And the township said, oh, that's exciting. Send us information. So Tim prepared the thing that I shared with all of you, and then shared that with the township EAC so they could share it with their board.
I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm reading it. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I'll let Tim. Know that. I don't think he's on. I'll let him know. They'll be in touch with you, Craig.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Third item is a single-use plastics ordinance discussion. Our ordinance was passed almost exactly a year ago today. It is the effective date, I think, is the 17th of March. And there were, starting in September, that was when businesses were supposed to start following the rules in the ordinance, and at that time they also had the option of requesting a waiver for 6 months that would get them until March 17th coming up. I believe we had three or four requests for waivers.
At least the two.
Something like that. Somewhere in that. And then there were some questions raised earlier about whether we needed to modify the ordinance at all, and we all decided at that point that it made sense to wait until the 6 month time, the 6 month
waiver period
ended, and to see what issues might have been raised and whether we needed to modify our ordinance or not. So I guess my question to council is, have you heard anything? Is there anything that you think needs to be improved in the ordinance? Craig, I know you've been keeping an eye on what's going on, and I don't know whether you have anything to share with the group about whether there's anything we need to do or if the ordinance seems to be working fine.
I guess I don't know. I can't see so much before, after. I actually don't notice plastic bags, just anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of maybe one shop that might still be up. Might still be using them, and I can handle that as the enforcement officer, if you will. But otherwise, I haven't noticed any up or down.
Haven't received any complaints lately.
I have not received any complaints.
The EAC hasn't received any complaints either.
My question is, Craig, you said two businesses, so out of all of our businesses, only two applied for an extension?
A waiver.
So how much time do they have? The 6 months on that waiver?
So the 17th of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that of the two businesses that applied, do you feel that all the businesses are aware that they should have applied for this waiver already, or I'm not sure I'm familiar with the mechanism.
Sure,
I just don't like the
17th. No, I think that,
and they're like, oh, I should have applied for a waiver, and it's the 17th, and it's, you know.
No, I think Judy has a good database, and you know, we had sent out the initial notification of the ordinance. So
mm-hmm.
as far as notice goes,
people,
we do have direct contact. It's not passive where they would just need to trust that they're paying attention to the borough council meeting. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's active. We're proactive on that. So I don't know if we want to be proactive with another wave of, hey, the probation.
Those who applied for the waivers, making them aware that the time is running out, I think would be a good idea.
Has the EAC, I'm just thinking hear about the plastic bags that some of these businesses may have on hand. Have they offered to collect the plastic bags from the businesses to help them in that process so that they're not just
throwing them away,
which is kind of the part of the point too. I know that that's not really the EAC's responsibility,
right.
But I'm just kind of thinking about stewardship here and about all of these bags that people aren't going to use. I know one particular vendor, I'm not going to name them, but I know that when they ordered the plastic bags, they ordered more bags than they probably would ever sell merchandise in their lifetime, just because the quantity, like you have to buy 10,000 bags at one time, and they bought high quality bags. And so my question is, where are those bags going to go once they stop using them? And has the EAC talked about that?
No, the EAC hasn't. What was talked about early on was we sent out a lot of information when the ordinance first came into being. We sent out a survey to the businesses asking them if they had any questions, if they did they foresee any problems dealing with the ordinance, and we got very few responses back. But then there was an also thought that we would send out another, we could send out another survey to say, you know, it's been a year, how are things going? If council thinks that's a good idea, that's easy enough to do to get that response back. But we haven't, the EAC has not talked about doing anything with the whatever plastic bags are still left in people's inventory.
Okay. So, I'm just personally concerned.
Sorry. I mean, just like we have a flag collecting thing. I don't know. Do you want to have a plastic bag collecting?
I think it could be tricky because some businesses do have, like the, has the wine shop already transitioned?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, like, we don't know. I have no idea in my mind how much 10,000 bags take up. If we've only gone through 1,000 of them, you have 9,000 left.
Right.
I just don't know where, I mean, I don't think we could store them. I was just curious if there was
a
plan.
Right.
Well, maybe if I could just invite maybe the EAC or take it back to them and ask them for maybe a plan, like a drop off for that or something, or to do an inventory of what's left and maybe come up with a plan to help them get rid of their plastic bags so they don't end up just...
Well, there is this program, and I forgot who runs it, but I think it's the people who make Trex Lumber, where you drop off plastic bags.
They
make that's what they make treks out of, is leftover plastic bags.
Oh.
And then you could bring it, and if the borough, let's say the borough had a collection thing for it, and you get a certain volume, or I guess it's weight of plastic bags, then this company turns it around and gives you a plastic chair. You know? So there are those kinds of things.
Because it's clean plastic. Oh, it's not like they're like pulling it out of the, if they're ones that people haven't used.
How great would that be to have something made for the borough, like
a borough chair
in plastic? Yeah.
But in terms of the ordinance, I don't think it needs to be addressed at this point.
I have one question about the ordinance.
Yeah.
Have you decided if you were going to accommodate the gift shops that use bags that are not plastic, but they're not recyclable either? Because they were told that they can't use them either. They're kind of like paper bags that are gift bags, but they're not what are you going to, did you guys decide
that
you're going to accommodate them?
Did you have an issue with that? Did they come to you for a waiver?
I believe they did.
They did, okay. Yes.
And we talked about that, and we agreed on a waiver.
So does that waiver run out? So that's why I said we should reach out to both of the waiver grantees and let them know the time is ending, and do you need help with a plan or something like that? I think that'll satisfy Josh's, concern, and then.
So that should come from Craig's office.
Yeah.
But you're not going to accommodate them, I guess is my question. To use
what is
paper.
They're gift bags.
You buy something.
They're paper bags.
And they're paper bags that you get your shopping in, but they're gift bags. They're nice bags. So they're not recyclable.
They might be shiny
or something like that that makes them unrecyclable.
Just putting this out there, my understanding of the single-use plastics ordinance was sort of getting
single
rid of
use.
Plastic more than single-use, in my opinion. But
well,
you should
because
be
you can.
Ordinance.
Well, the ordinance says that in exchange, the you can provide a recyclable paper bag for 15 cents.
Could they claim that it's a reusable bag because this is such
good
quality?
They do.
Well,
and that's not permitted.
Not how the ordinance is written.
Okay.
Now, if they're selling the bag, that's different than providing it. We have a nice gift bag for whatever. I don't know if that's a reasonable way around
compromise
around that issue.
Yeah, they could sell the bag. They
could sell them.
They don't want to sell the bags.
They don't want to say one.
You just bought like $100 gift, and then they'll pitch out for 10 cents, mind you. Again,
they'll get it on the extra charge for using a credit card.
I was just curious
if we were
to accommodate them because we had discussed it.
Yeah, I know it came up. I know it came up. At the moment that the ordinance would not
and you
accept
didn't have
that
any
as
intention
a,
to change
that. Well, the question is, what do you change it to? I mean, what you have to be careful about is if you allow things, like at what point are you defeating the purpose of the ordinance?
Do you still allow the dry cleaners and their plastic?
The dry cleaners are allowed to use the dry cleaner bags, but dress shops are not using the dry cleaner bags for dresses.
And that's a state law though, right? They're protected or something?
No, it's not. Cleaners? No, they were very, a very loud, lobby. So actually, I heard that the dry cleaners in the township actually sued the township over not being allowed to use those bags. So we said, we're not getting to that.
I think that check-in will be a good indicator of where we are if we need to continue this conversation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Craig will send a note.
Okay. Fabulous. Thank you, Julia. Vina.
Okay, we have received a couple additional applications for two of the commissions, both with really good relevant backgrounds, so very happy about that. We still have a couple openings on the Human Relations Commission and still looking for a Zoning Hearing Board alternate, but otherwise we're pretty full up.
Okay, great. So we'll be voting on two applicants next week,
mm-hmm.
One for HRC and one
for civil service
alternate.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, it's switch to three. Yeah.
Okay.
Any old business? I have a couple announcements. Does anyone have any?
I have an announcement too. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to announce for the first time, you'll be hearing a lot, that we scheduled the street sweeping for Wednesday and Thursday, May 21st and 22nd. So again, everyone will be on the website. We'll be screening it from the rooftop so residents know when to move their vehicle. Kind of tangential to that, we moved up the printed spring newsletter deadline so that we made sure this got in mailboxes before street sweeping, since it's on the cover of the newsletter. So if you or any of your committees want anything in the printed spring newsletter, March 24th is your deadline to get it to Judy. That's all I got.
And the next one doesn't go out until the fall.
Summer.
Newsletter.
Summer.
Newsletter.
The next deadline will be October 1.
Oh, well,
and that releases middle of November.
I'm just thinking about Rec Board and their agenda.
So
they have a lot of events.
Yeah, we just
say
this one.
We need to get those in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was contacted, or actually the borough was contacted by someone with the Newtown Historic Association regarding their garden tour on June 7th. And in that discussion back and forth, I said, well, are you going to put Patriots Park on your garden tour? And they said, oh, that's a good idea. So if council's okay with it, and I don't think this needs a vote, that the Patriots Park will be on that tour. But that means that between 9 and 1, we need volunteers to be there to explain things. So I'm willing to be there, and if anybody else would like to join me on that, to let me know.
What's the name?
June 7th, it's Saturday. And we'll be getting information about what's planted and the history of the garden, and I'll be putting that together. So it's like the house tour, only at, you know, this garden. So I figured, and we're right across the street from,
yeah,
from the court inn.
Right. Great. Any other announcements? Any public to be heard? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I have a first, do I have a second?
Oh, so second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? What did that first? Motion. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
It's pretty crazy. Me, it's bringing me on the phone. I didn't have my glasses.
Is Greg just on vacation? He's coming back. How long is he going to be out?
I think he's back Monday.
It
shuts down.
Our HRC, like sending things for.
And you have his number.
Yeah, I think he left on Friday. And he'll be back on Monday. Anything really, really timely, send it to me.
Okay. All right. I will.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. I'm not sure if it will, but I just wanted to know.
Yeah. I hope he has his out of office reply.
I haven't emailed him.